Welcome to Monk Music Radio. This is Cynthia Daniels, your host, bringing music news, tunes, live events, and performances from the Hamptons to the world. Every week, we feature a local musician, songwriter, singer, or all of the above. Today, we have with us a passionate singer, songwriter, and activist, Alfredo Murat. His energy is infectious and inspiring, and his music deeply moving. Welcome to the show, Alfredo.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Great to see you. Where do I begin a journey with Alfredo Murat? You embrace so many cultures with your music and your work. So let's start there. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in France, actually. I was about 6 months old when my mom and dad moved to France. I was born in Spain. And they took that long train ride and decided that France was more welcoming and they could work there. And I went to school there and spent about 21 years.
So you speak French, English.
Mais bien sûr. English.
Espanol as well?
Espanol was, mom and dad speaking at home. And over the years, yes, I've kept it up.
I see. Yeah. Well, how did you find your way to the East End?
The East End came to me, really, because the city was too rough, too difficult.
New York City?
Yeah.
And when did you come here?
I came here with Wendy, my wife at the time. And we had two huge dogs. We were married in Fire Island, and then she said, well, we can't really have dogs in Fire Island. She actually got arrested, so many tickets she had, and then she said, let's go and check out the Hamptons.
She was arrested for her dog.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun. And our honeymoon.
Oh, I see you've got a storehouse of stories there. I can't wait to hear
tons.
Some of them.
But anyway, we ended up in Sag Harbor, and it's been here and great ever since.
Are you a fan of the surf?
I'm a fan of the water and the beach, yes, absolutely. I need it completely. And in the summertime, I just try to stay around here. And actually, lately, since things are tough, it's a good thing to have it right here in our backyard.
Absolutely. It's so beautiful. I'm always grateful to be here.
Yeah.
So you were drawn here in your 20s.
Yeah, I was about 22, 23, 1985, yep. And didn't speak a word of English. I knew how to say, I love you.
Well, if you're going to come to a new place, that's something nice to know.
So it's been wild.
You have to be careful using I love you, however.
I know. I've used it a few times.
Yeah.
Not too many times.
We've all used it a few times, and that's what makes life so beautiful.
Yep.
You're pretty well known out here for your name, Europa, and your band of the same name, Europa Jam Session,
yeah.
Radio Europa.
Yeah.
I get the idea that Radio Europa is more than a band or a name or a song. It's a philosophy. Tell me about that.
It's a way of life. It's inspiration. It's a way to get in the door in some places that usually don't have live music that would say, oh, we're playing the radio. I'm saying to them, let me be the radio. And it's actually more than just me singing songs. There's a conversation that starts sometimes in the restaurant with people, whether it's doing songs or after the songs or my breaks. It's actually interesting. It's really, I'm in the background, but I creep in slowly.
So you mean you are Radio Europa, a force, a source of ideas and music? And you engage with other people, and is that what makes your persona set apart as a musician from other people?
I don't know if it sets me apart. I think that other musicians are out there playing in restaurants and venues, and I think what sets me apart is that I just start with a song, and then on the fly, sometimes even I will write a song. I mean,
you are improvisational.
I'm totally, there as far as the improvisation. But also at times, people say, "Well, Alfredo, you're an entertainer," and it's interesting because I've never saw myself as an entertainer. But as I'm there and I want to have a good time, not just do a great song, it evolves into a conversation with people.
I understand. And there's a two-way thing that goes on.
Absolutely. Then I get the energy back or the vibrations back, and then it triggers me to jump into a Spanish tune or a French song that I wrote. Most of my stuff is original, so I just, once in a while will make a song my own, but I don't really do covers.
Mm-hmm.
They're there, though. I mean, I love my little Santana and Marvin Gaye or whatever.
You do have a wonderful, unique style, and pretty soon I'm going to show that to people via one of your songs. But just Europa itself evokes a multicultural atmosphere.
Well, it's a moon. It's a moon. And actually, it's a moon in Saturn. And Europa actually is the planet that is covered by ice. And there's water underneath.
No kidding.
Yep. Could be our next place to go.
You know, they just found a planet.
I know.
Gliese.
Dangerous. So we don't want to save this one. We want to move somewhere else.
But
it's scary.
Do you agree with that?
Do you think
that's going to be necessary, that we actually move somewhere else?
No, I think we should save this one right here that we have.
I think so, too.
I mean, that's how I feel.
We have a little overpopulation issue.
Yes, but there's ways, and I think that we're smarter than this. I mean, come on. Come on. And qué pasó en el Golfo of Mexico? We got to learn from what is, as far as the planet and what we're doing to it.
From our mistakes?
Absolutely.
If we can learn them fast enough.
Write songs and paint and express it, however.
You think art is, I know it's our soul salvation. Do you think it's our social salvation?
I think that the message is a must. If you are someone who's performing, or you're in the public eye, or you have a public, or you have people listening to you, it is key that they understand what you stand for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stand for a lot, actually. Not everybody's as political as you are.
True. Now, I think that makes lots of enemies, too, because obviously people shut the door on me at times if they don't agree with my ideas or concept. I'm an idealist.
So far, I've heard your message is idealistic, saving the planet. Not a bad message. I don't know who would shut the door on that, but we do know all about politics. But
yeah.
I actually do want to talk about that more. But you have a song, Radio Europa.
Yes, I do.
And I'd like to play that song.
That'd be great.
Radio Europa 001.2. Don't you touch that dial. Top my head, open my eyes slowly, get out of bed, put on the radio, listen to the weather, and what's going on with that war, and hope for better. Manu Chao singing his bells. Oh, I can hear him loud and clear, but I can't tell anymore. I can't tell. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Radio Bemba relató. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Radio Europa. Oh, por favor. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa con la música? ¿Qué pasó con el mundo? Como un pozo que no puedo más. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on en el Japón? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on en Mozambique? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? La policía disparó, como dijo Manu. ¡Ya! ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Ya, señor Genova. ¡Dale, Johnny! Going on in the what's going on in Fallujah? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on in Washington? I don't know anymore. Something good to me. Radio Europa on the way. You know, Rasta man say.
Is an immense message in that song, and really good music. When did you write this?
I think Radio Europa came about in Cuba, actually.
Were you were living there?
I was working there, in and out of actually studios, believe it or not, Cynthia.
Recording studios.
I was recording an album that has yet to be mixed and finished because I don't have the funds, and it's called Cubanismo Ilegal.
Meaning?
That Cubanism is illegal, meaning to be for Cuba in whatever way, shape, form would associate you with who? With Castro. Castro is a dictator. Castro is a man like any other man who's got a lot of power and has done very little good for Cuba, as far as I'm concerned. But I do love Cuba and Cubans and some of what they stand for. So that's when Radio Europa came about.
Wow, wow. I love how you work the reggae tunes, Get Up, Stand Up, and I Shot the Sheriff into it. And this is an example.
Yeah, do you know what? I've been sampling ever since day one I've started with music. I just at times feel like I want to do a little clin d'oeil, like we say in French, like a little, you know, snip or a little piece of a song or something that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And also because for me, it just, you know, it puts me back on track a little bit. So to speak, and say, hey, I pay homage. It's what I do with that, usually.
It's good because you're evoking another style,
yeah.
And you're evoking another message that came through that style.
Oh, Bob Marley is just an amazing message. That guy had, you know, he's to me someone I want to pay tribute to, because not just because of the fact that he found a new sound at the time with Chris Blackwell, but
mean the reggae sound,
yeah,
and brought it to the mainstream.
He definitely did. But his words and his message,
yeah,
was clear.
Very clear. And there was something to stand up for, and everyone had a right to do it, or has a right.
We have a lot of great artists around here that ultimately maybe they're saying, I don't want to, you know, be pushed to say what I feel as far as my views, or it's not about politics, and it's just views.
But then, some would say everything is about politics.
Then I say to them, you are gifted. And the gift was given back to you as having an audience that's listening to you. They need you. You owe that to them, as far as I'm concerned.
You think all artists have a
moral obligation.
Thank you for the word. All artists have a moral obligation to speak up, speak their mind, because they are the people who are getting messages out and people are actually listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I've noticed most of our politicians aren't really listened to in the way that some of our celebrities are. And
that's
so
true.
I don't mind when celebrities take up a cause.
I know.
Actually listened to a cause for animals, a cause for people.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's wonderful when they do that. They give back, you know, in a way, I think also. But also they should speak up when something is awful, something is wrong. I mean, you got to take a stand sometimes and take some risks.
I think people are afraid to take risks for obvious reasons, that it'll impact their popularity.
Yep.
And
true.
Then their financial status
true.
Will be affected, and such is the way of the ego. You've so many styles you bring to your songs.
Yes.
It seems like more than a varied upbringing. Your influences read like a meeting at a UN. We need more of this multiculturalism around us out here. Describe some of your early influences musically.
Jacques Brel. When I was a kid, in 1975, I picked up the guitar finally. And Jacques Brel was really ringing in my ears and my soul. And then I discovered Neil Young, and I discovered John Lennon, and I discovered, you know, a number of artists through my brother, actually. In the early ages, you know, before the dinosaurs were there, I
now
decided
both of
that
us.
It had to be my music. It had to be my song. It had to be my feelings coming through my own sound. And that's taking forever to get there. I'm still working on it. But to me, sounds and music is like colors, or it's like a statement at times. And I think that when I'm moving or switching from one language to another or one culture to another with my music, it's just what my canvas is.
Right. I've noticed that you move through different languages. And do you choose certain languages to deliver different messages?
Yes. I think that I have, you know, what I would call my square songs, meaning my repeated, what comes back often, meaning songs that I've written over the years. But I'm not content, but just leaving them there. I just let them evolve. At times, I can't or don't want to say it in Spanish. It sounds clearer and more to the point in French.
Do you think that love songs like Ne quitte pas are better in French because it is such a romantic language? I can't help but know that you've written that song in French.
Ne me quitte pas is one of my clin d'oeil. It's actually Jacques Brel's song.
Oh, it is.
It is. He doesn't sing it the way I sing it, but you know, the melody, and if you were listening the original and how I sing it, it's two different worlds, but it's his song. It's his words.
But you've made it your own.
I made it my own in one way.
And that is a love song.
It is a love song. It is actually also a love song for his country that he was actually craving and missing, which was in Belgium, because he's a Flamand. He was not French. But again, I think that when I do that, cover a song like that, it's because it means a lot to me.
Do you have a place that you long for, or is this your... is this your natural home?
I'm writing a new song, actually, and it's España, it's Spain, that I have not been back there in a while. And
You were born in Spain.
I was born there, but then I was uprooted very quick. I've been in and out of Spain, you know, on business trips or work or music, but I need to go back there and establish myself for a while. I think that's my next step.
Really?
Yeah. For me.
With all the things that are going
on in
Lucas,
Spain. My son, is going away to college, then suddenly I'm freer to go and say, you know what, I want to spend 6 months, a year, or a couple of years back there.
Is that because of the weather, like the rest of us? Or is there something that lies there for you on a soul level that you can
get? Yeah, it's my family. Mm-hmm. It's the basis of me going back to maybe the flamenco, you know, revisiting or getting deeper into it a little bit as far as that classical guitar of mine.
That's certainly the home for that kind of guitar. Have you finished that song?
No, but it's there already. It exists.
Do you want to play it live?
Sure, I'd love to. Absolutely.
Great. What's the name of the song?
España. I wrote a song last night. I don't know where it went, like the rain in the morning. I went outside, opened my mouth, the rain, the pain. Is it in vain? I wanna feel it all. I wanna hear some more. Vamos, Alfredo, pon la radio ya. Y vete, viaja. ¿Por qué me arrancaste la raíz? ¿Por qué?
me quitaste mi país, España. Oh, yo ya no quiero decir España. No me dejes vivir sin ti. A ver, ya pon esa canción. A ver si puedo ya vivir de amor. Ay, niña, deja por decir España. Contigo ya
Thank you. That was excellent. So you're just not afraid to play a song that maybe you haven't finished. The words just flow so freely for you.
I think that it took me 20 years. And I think at times I'm still searching for words when I'm writing music or songs on the spot, like I usually do sometimes when I feel like it. It's not every time, but I'm to the point that my English is flowing without searching for words. I am at that point, and that took me about 20 years.
Is Spanish for some of your more political songs, would you say, such as La Verdad, La Verdad? Mm. What is La Verdad about?
Well, La Verdad is about Argentina, but it's also about so many other countries where people have disappeared.
That means the truth.
It means the truth, and I personified it. That's what I did. I make it a human being. I said, if somehow we lost it, or we didn't know where it was, and then I've just juxtaposed it with the fact that so many people were disappearing in Argentina, mm-hmm. in Chile, in South America. They're still disappearing today in many places, that we could disguise it and we could hate the truth so well that no one would want to know it. It's a pretty awful place to be. But that's what happens every day out there when the truth is really disguised or manipulated. And so And, you know, if you look at the first sentences of my song, is they took the truth and put it in a jail of pain so no one would fall in love with it. So they disfigured it. They tortured it. Mm-hmm. For sure, no one was going to want to look at that ugliness. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened also in so many cases, so many people that were just basically disappeared, you know, i.e. being killed for a reason or another.
I think sometimes we do not want to see the truth because of that ugliness. But also we feel a bit helpless to do anything about it. And therefore,
true.
If we ignore the fact that it, such as missing people or any of the other ugly truths exist, mm-hmm. We won't have to feel so bad. And I think I struggle with that.
Yeah, no, I think we all struggle with that. But I think that, to me, I must stay in the now, in the reality of things, and not just let it, you know, overwhelm me and take over. And, you know, I think a lot of people today, with all the media and all the information that we're getting day in, day out, through our eyes and ears, we have to be able to stay clear. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, really hard.
I know that through your music you want to show people your truth. And
I try also to explain that I'm a tolerant person. I can hear anything, and then I don't have to, you know, like I tell my son, don't have to disagree or agree, just understand.
Mm-hmm. It's a good credo. Can we play La Verdad?
I have it.
Enterraron la verdad en una cárcel de dolores. La dejaron sin piel para que nadie se enamore. La verdad, la verdad, la verdad. La verdad, la verdad, la verdad. No me digas quién te lo dijo, no me lo creo. Ay, son mentiras, claro que son pesadillas o mal sueños. Y quiero despertarme sin hacerme daño. Desapareciste, la noche no volviste. Me murió el corazón, se me cayó la razón. Y a sentirte sufrir ya no quise vivir. Para que vuelva la luz y se entienda la verdad. Ay, la verdad, la verdad, la verdad. La verdad, no sé nada. ¿A dónde están? ¿A dónde? ¿A dónde están?
In case you've just tuned in, this is Cynthia Daniels speaking with the songwriter and activist Alfredo Morat. Tell me about your group and the many incarnations of the Europa Jam.
The Europa Jam session. It began at the Wild Rose, really, I think, if I'm honest.
Where's that?
Wild Rose was on the Turnpike in Bridgehampton.
Oh.
Oh, it became, I don't know what else it became.
Oh, I think
afterwards.
That place becomes a lot
boutique,
of different places.
It became, but like every other place. But that place for a couple of years was home. Actually, I'm looking for a new home. So if there's a restaurant.
Musical home?
Yeah, I need to. I like to have my, how do they call it now? The in-house, you know, person that stays and is able to perform on a weekly basis, which I think is
they
great.
They call it the house band.
The house band is more like for the talk house. I would think that in my thing is, well, artist in residence or something.
Oh,
artist
in residence.
Exactly.
I like it. A place where we can find you and you can find yourself.
Because last
everywhere.
Fall I had Pau and Copa, and this year I'm still digging and struggling a little bit. There's a lot of competition out there, but I'll hopefully come up with a couple of new places where I'm going to be playing.
Well, I hope so.
And doing it. Yep.
So tell me about the Europa Jam.
So Europa really began with Brian Leclerc on guitar, me on guitar and vocals, Carl Obrig on sax, and then Jay Schneiderman joined in as a percussionist drummer.
He's a great percussionist. I was so surprised the night I saw you at Babette's.
Yes.
And I thought, who is this percussionist? He's so amazing. Yeah. I was shocked to see my the county legislator playing drums
passionate
with such passion.
Musician and plays with several bands.
It's really good.
He's playing with Dan Billy as well. I mean, he plays with, whenever he can. He doesn't have much time, unfortunately. But so that's the beginning of the Europa Jam sessions. And it evolved over the years. I think in that band, I could possibly name you about 20 musicians that I've been playing on and off.
I guess that's why it's more of a jam. Do they learn your songs? Do you play your songs?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The basic start is my groove. If it's not a song, it's a groove. So the frame is there. It's just, a 5-minute song can become a 20-minute jam.
Are you saying that you don't have rehearsals with your core group?
We do not have rehearsals. We just rehearse when we're playing out there. And
I've done that myself with varying degrees of success.
At times, which is interesting to see, is that in the error comes the enlightenment. Again, even in music, where you go somewhere that you were not programmed to do or wasn't written, and then something happens, and magic happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But we're fortunate because it's true that with my music, with the fact that I'm singing in several languages, it becomes more a background, let's say, groovy atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the venue allows it, then I can explode and do my show.
Crank up the volume?
You betcha.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds
people
good.
Dance, and people have fun, and people feel like it's a place where they can really relax and actually hear new music and new sounds.
It's really fun stuff. You have a great presence on the internet. So many songs, videos, and visions. Where can we find you on the internet?
Well, I think that Facebook has become the easier place for me to invite people. So I've posted a number of things there. And through my band, which is Reverb Nation, which is actually a nice website. But I'm on myspace.com. Of course, you plug in my name and I'll come up, Alfredo Morat.
Just Google Alfredo Morat.
Or Europa Jam Sessions. Uh-huh. I'm so easy to find. And then it's true that every site is a little bit different. I have my own RadioEuropa.net. So there, too, I have some images, some of my bio.
I did some digging. And I dug.
What did you dig?
I dug all of your sites and the mission statements and the various ways that I can get into the head and heart of Alfredo Morat.
Thanks.
It's a good place to live.
Good.
I see that Cuba has almost 2,500 plays. It's clearly an internet hit with your fans.
You mean it's not 25 million?
Is this a hit in Cuba, do you think?
Actually, I did have a couple of Cubans that were sort of, unhappy that I was putting Jose Marti and Che Guevara together in the same sentence because, both of them don't go together.
Tell me about that.
Just the early days of Cuba and what all Americans loved then and then what it became with Che Guevara. So I think that politically is just for me a paradox, and I'll just use it as colors again. I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying they're as equally important in the story and the history of Cuba. They must be mentioned.
It's a pretty up song. Should we play it?
Yeah, you can play that one.
Adelante, poco a poco que levanten esa cortina de fuego que nos queman los dedos. Ay, qué vago, qué pesado, todavía enamorado. Les embargo esas ideas que me queman las orejas. Ay, cubano elegante, con tu barbudo gigante, José Martí y Che Guevara, y el dolor de La Habana. Ay, qué duro, qué cansado, el calor siempre pegado. Con el papa la pelota, fuera al parque en la pobreza. Cuba, Cuba, dímelo. Cuba, Cuba, cántalo. Arriba tu tristeza. Adelante, con tu salsa vence el hambre. Sigue el ritmo y el destino, con tu vals y tu bolero. Entre negros y morenas, a la mulata cubana. Ya que pronto sale el día, con tu cuerpo se me olvida. Cuba, cántalo, arriba tu tristeza. Como decías, ¿quién te lo dijo? Se equivocó la paloma. No me digas más, déjame ya, que ya tengo ganas de verte crecer. Cántalo ya, ay, no me digas. Ay, déjame ya, por favor. Cuba, Cuba, dímelo. Cuba, Cuba, cántalo, arriba tu tristeza.
Who is this Manu Chao?
Manu was in 1984-85 Mano Negra, and he began working the subways of Paris, a little bit like I was. It's funny how I moved to the States back then, 1985. He was playing around my circles. He's French, of parents of Spanish descent. So we're very similar in terms of our, I guess, what we were brought up with. He went straight forward to reggae, though. He really got involved himself with a nice, some reggae, you know, groovy sounds. And he has become a force in what I would call the European and South American music market.
How did you find him?
My brother one day came with a CD from France. He was visiting my little brother Xavier, who is the Salon Xavier in Sag Harbor. He said, Alfredo, you got to listen to this guy. And then he brought me the CD, or maybe it was my other brother, Tony, one of my brothers. And it was Clandestino.
It was Clandestino?
Yes. Very political, very clear on his message as well. And at first I didn't get everything, but slowly but surely I kept an eye, I kept an ear for his stuff, and then Radio Bemba came, and that's when Radio Europa for me happened, actually. And Radio Bemba is a jam band doing some incredible live shows. I mean, it's really ska, almost. It evolved from Latin sounds, beats, Brazilian trumpets, to a ska beat, and just a frenetic, fun, dancing atmosphere.
Should we play some of Manu?
I brought in a couple of his songs. So, yeah, we can do a Radiolina. I think I like to do a Politic Kills or Me Llaman Calle, which is two of his latest songs.
All right, let's play
Me Llaman Calle.
They
Girls.
Call Me a Road.
It's for a prostitute, for girls that are working the streets in Colombia or Peru or, you know, anywhere really. And they're girls. They're like 18, 19, 20 years old. They're not prostitutes. They really are just working the streets, making a living for themselves and their families.
But so they are doing what prostitutes do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's money for sex, yes. Mm-hmm. But then, in a nice, sweet way, he's talking about them like they're still flowers and and young and, unfortunately, you know, living the hard life, the harsh reality of what people do and must do sometimes to survive.
I think in a lot of ways, and more simplistically, Roxanne was just that song.
Here we go.
Me llaman calle pisando baldosa, la revoltosa y tan perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan vacía. Como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche. Me llaman calle de malegría. Calle dolida, calle cansada de tanto amar. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba, no me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle y ese es mi orgullo, yo sé que un día llegará. Yo sé que un día vendrá mi suerte, un día me vendrá a buscar. A la salida un hombre bueno, pa' toda la vida y sin pagar. Mi corazón no es de alquilar, me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman calle, la sin futuro. Me llaman calle, la sin salida. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. La que mujeres de la vida suben pa' abajo, bajan pa' arriba. Como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman siempre y a cualquier hora. Me llaman guapa siempre a deshora. Me llaman puta también princesa. Me llaman calle es mi nobleza. Me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle perdida de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar.
When I first heard you, it was at a benefit for Haiti. I feel like you really put your money where your mouth is when it comes to your work in Haiti. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was fortunate to sort of come to terms with the fact that, okay, it was not St. Bart's that I was going to go to, but it was going to be Haiti. And lucky enough that I got involved with a nice group of people who were helping a pilot at the time fly over medication and stuff.
Oh, who was that?
And Jonathan Glenn.
He lives out here. Yeah.
He lives out here. And now they're doing a school, and now they kept on the good work. And so I was working with them and decided that, after all, I should, you know, do what I'm preaching. And so I went for it. And I did three trips back and forth to Haiti.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was actually great for me, actually. It brought in all new energy. And then,
I'll bet.
Of course, I changed the song that I had written way back. And it's funny because it has come back to what it is, what it was. But in many ways, you know, I got involved in an orphanage. I got involved with feeding people, helping people. I'm still, by the way, due to another trip. And I'm hopefully, as soon as I'm clearer on my November schedule, I'll be able to pop up another 5 or 6 days and bring some relief and food and things that I usually do bring.
Well, I think you're doing something that a lot of us dream of, and either we can't because were afraid.
Well, I'd like to bring revolution down there if I could. I'll be a Che Guevara, but I was turned down.
Yeah, be careful what you pray for.
Yes.
I think you're doing plenty, and it's really quite amazing. And I know that we're all really proud of you, those of us who know what you're doing down there.
Thanks.
Did you get inspired musically there?
Yes, actually, I did get inspired musically. But I think that it brought another layer of information for me also as far as how much people can endure and still be humans and not become animals. And songs have yet to be written. Mm-hmm. Some songs will never be sung. Some songs will be mine for no one to hear. Some of the songs I write are my well-kept secret.
Why is that?
I feel that at times some of the things are too personal, mm-hmm. and so I won't sing them in the public or share them with
Isn't
others.
Isn't that a risk that songwriters take?
No, but I feel like at times some of the things are almost like a diary or a journal. Mm-hmm. Are there songs? Yes, there are songs. They're, you know, I'm not looking for how many beats or rhymes and chorus and bridge. No, there are more you know, thoughts and and so I think that they're not really to be sang. But then again, one day, boop, something comes up and then something happens. Out of all that feeling, all of those words, a song may eventually emerge.
It's great that you document your life that way mm-hmm. and that you can express yourself, especially when you're in pain, because I know that that's got to be a painful place to see.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Now, that song I saw you playing at the benefit.
Exactly.
Do you want to play that live?
I have a desire to do it live, yes. I think I should, because it has shifted a little bit. And it's interesting, as I wrote it for Aristide, which was the president that I thought at the time was going to save Haiti. And he was on his way in many ways, and somehow he lost his ways. Reasons beyond me, I don't know enough. But the chaos that has, you know, come after him leaving and is just mind-boggling. So I can't pay respect or tribute completely. I had to sort of retract a little bit. I did it very easily. I just was looking at the World Cup. I was in Haiti with a few friends. And then there was this game, and then suddenly the announcer started. Problem, 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 IT problem. Meaning problem,
wow.
problem, problem,
yeah.
problem. Because the guy was not covering the ball well enough, and he was doing it for a soccer game. And then suddenly I realized, oh my God, in this scheme of things, this big game is being played right now in Haiti, and you have a big problem that we don't know who's going to, you know, get the ball and get this country, beautiful island,
I like
out of
how
the
you think. I like your metaphors. Would you like to play that song?
Yes.
Thank
I'll
you.
Play it. Haiti. The journey began. Transatlantique on the run. Leaving present, past, and future to the hands of Mother Nature. And look what it did. A nation suffering. Oh, Haiti, you're the one. Brave the storm of most certain destruction. In the name of Aristide, in the name of Jean Bertrand, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. Drift away, shattered dreams, and find your way against the stream. Blow the wind in their sail, keep them away, away from hell. In the Aristide, in the name of Jean Bertrand, you got it all wrong, you must go on. Must go on. Problème, 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 Haïti, problème.
problème, 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 pour y problème.
You must go on. You must fly on.
The name of that song?
Aristide.
Bien sûr. What is the Paris Project with Zaza?
Oh, the Paris Project with Zaza, which actually has been pushed, unfortunately, due to financial reasons, as we need to get real and get some better funding behind us, or better contracts when we get to the other side. But the idea is Zaza and I, who've known each other for about 15 years, are clicking with one another either when she's painting or I'm playing some music. And so we decided that at times we like to do it live. As an artist, we started new canvas and a new painting and a new song would evolve, regardless who starts first. And we want to document it. We want to approach subjects that are dear to us and we want to be able to perform it out there. The live concept is pretty simple. It's just me doing some live music, live singing, and her doing some live painting. And then the result is the song and the piece of work. We're going to take it one step further. We would like to react to some of the issues or some of the things we are really close to, whether it's political or not, whether it's a statement, whether it's immigration, whether it's Gasland, whether it's a movie, whether it's an event or something that's happening in the country somewhere. We want to go there. Put our canvas up, put my little PA or my amp out, and do it live right there in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a dream in a way, because I think we can, you know, then also have, and I'm sure that if we do that, people are going to gather around us.
Yeah, sure.
Or wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Or invite people, other artists to join in or to speak with us.
It's performance art.
I cannot do violence. I cannot do blood. Mm-hmm. I can't do arms. I can voice it. I can do shot. And that is all I want to do. I don't want to take any kind of like gun or I want to take a drum.
I know that you have an ideology that's expressed in one word, revolution, one without fighting. You're first talking about this in music.
Yeah.
What's the Europa Revolution about? Are we not allowed to play music on the East End?
The laws have been written, and the local zoning laws are in Southampton and Sag Harbor written as that live musicians are illegal, actually. So the revolution
really?
Is clear. Yes.
In clubs or outside?
Anywhere.
That's amazing. I had no idea. We have so much music coming out now.
You know, it's tolerated, and East Hampton changed the law, thank God, to our hard work and 5 years of our time with Jay Schneiderman. It was rectified and written properly as to be the decibels and the parking and the usage of the property, not the live musicians that were at the time penalized mm-hmm. for being live musicians trying to make
right.
a living.
Right. So you think it was mostly about noise?
Noise and dancing, you know, as far as how to permit who. But, you know, a lot of clubs were starting to mushroom and restaurants, and that was the clear issue. It was not the live musicians. But the Sag Harbor Zoning Board wrote, literally, it's not allowed for a musician to plug an amp and play it. It's written if you go into the code.
And so what about places like Regulars and where's there's another place in Southampton?
They're all illegal.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. I don't know whether we should be saying that on the radio so that the police will come and close the station.
No, they all know it.
People
actually,
out there should actually know that this is kind of ridiculous.
Sag Harbor and Southampton is keen. At some point, we have to go to the meetings, put it on the calendar, and just do it.
Well, I think people should do that. Is there a way that you're going to be able to let people know when these meetings?
I think that I started one in Sag Harbor. I think I read an article over the summertime that they're looking at it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at times it's best to just start something and let mm-hmm. them come up with the right words and interpretation of the law.
Well, if you think there's any way that you could make the people, listenership, aware of what to do and how to go on the record that we do
it's
want.
It's on my website. Plenty of information.
Okay, great.
And then if there's any new development, I will definitely keep people abreast and involved.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Where are you gigging next?
I have a couple of gigs coming up in Patchogue, believe it or not, for Halloween. The Vel Lewitt, I think there's a Halloween party again. I'm going to be playing there. And then Tiki Bar in Patchogue. I've never played there.
Sounds good. I definitely want to come and see you. So every week, we take a road trip with the artist du jour.
Okay,
so you're off on a journey alone this morning. Where are you going?
My favorite road. I take the back road, the parallel road, coming from Springs, the Springs, to Sac Harbor, where no one really knows that road leads you exactly to the point that I need to be.
Wow. That sounds pretty deep. Besides your guitar, what else are you bringing?
I'm bringing my children. Deep in there, always. Mm.
Any tunes? Anything on your CD player?
Usually I have something that's brewing in my mind or brain. Yes, sounds, mostly sounds. I open the window of my car and then just listen to them.
So when you get to where you're going, who are you having dinner with, dead or alive? I promise I'll bring them back to life for you.
A good friend. A good friend.
No one that you want to have a special conversation with out there in your imagination?
No. I'd rather be with someone.
Not even Che Guevara?
I'm with Che Guevara often in my day-to-day struggle. It's funny. He's my force sometimes. He's not at all someone I emulate or adore, though I bring him in my life quite a bit. He's actually someone who helps me through the struggles. That's what Che Guevara is for me, really. Not what he did, not the soldier, not the killer. He was, in many ways, a revolutionary. He was. But to me, he is just right next to me on my shoulder when things are tough, when it gets hard. And he says, don't give up.
If you could play one of your songs for one of your dinner companions, what would it be and why?
My dinner companion? I don't think I can play one of my songs. That's too personal.
Oh.
I can't serenade you, Cynthia.
You can't serenade one person. Oh, are we having dinner? That's nice. I like that. I like that very much.
No, I think that ultimately, hopefully, the tone, melody, and the conversation will be sufficient. Mm.
If there was one song on your breath or playing in the room with you when you take your last breath, what would it be?
Ne me quitte pas. Don't leave me. Ne me quitte pas. Yes.
Well, that's beautiful. So where to now for Alfredo Morat? How can we find you online, get your CDs, touring schedule? I think we talked about this, but I'm going to say it again.
No, finding my CD and my calendar again is probably the best way. Is reach me on Facebook, Alfredo Morat. You can find me easily, or Radio Europa or the Europa Jam Sessions. I'm actually not in the commercial world out there. I'm doing my own print of CDs usually. I dedicate them personally. They're not mastered, so I'm not asking for a lot of money. And most of the time, I give them away. Mm. When people, are really or have something that I feel like is, leveled and the 10 tracks are there and they can have a good listen, I usually charge $10 or something to help me out. Or I'll do a $10 for a Haiti and then keep the money for the next trip. That's what I usually do, too. So Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, you name it, I'm out there.
A man who puts his money where his mouth is and his music where all his dreams are. It's been so great having you here. Thanks so much for coming in today to share your life stories and memories.
That's great stuff. Really nice.
Thanks for joining us on Monk Music Radio, where every week we feature East End talent and bring it to the world. Join us next week, same time, same station, WEER 88.7 FM.